We are live. We are live to, I just added YouTube. I forgot to add YouTube. Hopefully that works.
Yeah, Rumble, it's on there. I see
YouTube,
it pops up.
Twitter, Facebook. Rumble actually has an integration. I don't know if you saw this, Brian, where all you got to do is set up the stream. Then you can link it directly through a stream.
I saw that. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Nice. Plus, we started projecting the show onto the backs of fat people in malls. So I feel like that's going to be huge for us.
Fortunately, no one goes to malls anymore.
Damn it.
Our audience is so obese. It's
Dunkin' Donuts lines. That's what we're going to get our new fans at. I've hired immigrant children to walk around with projectors to project onto fat people. It's pretty much genius. I'm not going to lie. Let me tell you, I'm having a unbelievably aggravating morning. Been busy. Shocking.
Have I you know. Ever had a good day in your life?
No. It's all shit.
All angry awful all days. The time.
Well, let me tell you,
I'm trying to make money and I got to talk to people and it's terrible.
No. Well, our other podcast, the first episode podcast, I signed us up for this piece of garbage Acast distribution platform, which had good reviews. It's just like, I tried to publish the episode. It's like, nah, error. I'm like, cool. What kind of error? What is there something I can do? It's like, nah, bro, just, you know, eat a dick. I'm like, cool. So I message their dickhead customer service. I'm like, hey, can't publish my episode. Like, we'll get back to you within 24 hours. I'm like, that's helpful. So when does this European trash company get back to me? Oh, you know, 1 a.m. when I'm asleep. Come back on at 8:30 a.m. Hey, dickheads, here's a screenshot of the problem. Fix it. Guess what? Day's over. Offline again. So now I will not get this on for 2 days, which is why, Odie, I messaged you about just using our Spotify to put it on there. So
I don't know if I saw that, but yeah, we can figure that out. But yeah. It sounds like a European spinoff of Podbean, the worst podcast platform in the world. They were horrible. Zero customer service.
Just
didn't get answers back to anything.
But then on top of that, you know, I've been dealing with this issue with a power line, or that's a telephone or a cable line that's attached to what looks to be some sort of big line going between two telephone poles in my backyard. It's just dangling there for months. They disconnected it. They put in a new electrical hookup and that line was connected to it. It's just been sitting there. So I'm like, how do I get rid of this? I can't climb up there. I'm not going to put a ladder against the power line and clip it myself. So I messaged my energy company. I'm like, come get this. You guys took it down. You swapped out the electric connections and you left it in my yard. Come get it. Come fix it. Come clip it. Whatever. Come get it. They're like, you know, it takes some days to respond. I leave messages. No one picks up the phone. Why would they pick up the phone? Electrical company. Why would you pick the phone up? Nobody calls me back. Finally shame them on Twitter into messaging me. They're like, okay, you know, every 24 hours, 48 hours between every response. They're like, send us a picture of the problem. Here you go. There's the problem, guys. My child swinging in the background. Come fix it. We're like, oh, you know what? That looks like a telephone wire. That's not something we service. And I'm like, is it connected to a big old fucking wire that runs power? Because that seems like it would be your problem. I was like, I literally wrote back. I was like, how would I just yank on it as hard as I can and make it your problem? Would that be a better solution for you, you fucking dickholes? Like, I what do? I don't have cable. I don't have telephone. I don't know whose line it is. It's maddening. I'm dealing with this for a month. Take away the wire. Somebody, get me a drone. I'll drone the thing up there and chop it. Ridiculous.
There's a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode here. You should just write this exact story down. And that's...
I am Larry David at this point in my life. I hate everybody. I hate everything that happens all the time. I want every person I encounter on the street, in the store, I hate and I want to die. It's awful.
Well, at least you got your health going for you.
Yeah. Yep.
But anyway, to change the topic, you know, I'm sure our viewers want to hear some, you know, good news too. Last weekend was in the Poconos, as you guys know. I did not find any hidden poops left by Brian as we're promised. But I looked under every rock.
You gotta use your nose eyes.
No poop. No poop. But did play like 100 games of beer pong and probably won maybe 90. It was remarkable.
Dominated,
man. They're obviously terrible competition. I guess these guys haven't played at all since college, like a bunch of idiots.
Probably lost their fingers to diabetes. They're just throwing with stump arms.
They probably would have been better with stump arms. you know where you can just tell someone's going to miss a shot as soon as, even before it leaves their hand, just the motion of their arm. It's like, what are you guys doing with your life? Pull it together.
Well, congratulations, Odie. Well, maybe we can bring back our beer pong in the garage series since Degenerate Gamblers is going to be wrapping up. Yeah, why not? Summertime. Set up a nice table outside. There was a great meme. I can't believe we talked about it. My buddy Jay sent it to me, and it's Vince McMahon, of course, now the much shamed Vince McMahon, shaking his head with a tear rolling down his cheek. And it says, when somebody asks you if you remember, then they put beers in the cups to play beer pong. You shake your head sadly.
Yeah, I mean, about that. So, like, obviously in college, 100% every time we did that, right? Like, the amount of crap that we ingested doing that with those balls rolling around on those fraternity floors.
We wiped them with our hands.
Yeah,
we had a water cup there that we never changed out the entire night.
That's how you stayed healthy, man. That's building up your immune system. Eventually, it became a soup. And that's typically what we ate on Monday mornings. Whatever skin flakes and dirt and oil were congealed. Yeah,
cigarette
in that
butt floating
cup.
In there, you know?
Yeah, that's the flavor. That's like parsley. It's more for
germs
looks than eats.
Live in the type of beer that we bought, though?
Probably like not.
Straight motor oil.
Ethyl alcohol.
It was the one year, I think, Brian, I think you were the social chair, where you got like a pallet. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Like a pallet of American. From the beer distributor. And American. I don't even think American exists anymore. It was like the shittiest sludge part of Iron City. And you would drink it, and there would be like, a little chunk there.
well, do you remember we got beer one time? It wasn't Gold Crown, which was our favorite beer, a terrible beer. It was called like Royal Crown, like RC Cola or something along those lines. And you'd play beer pong with it, and it would all be from the same case, and you'd pour it out, and the beers would all be different colors. Remember that? One was like a lager, and one was a pale ale, and you're like, what is happening with this beer? It's like different shades of brown, yellow. It was like different kidney infections.
Surprise in every can. That was their motto.
It's mystery beer. Yeah.
It was like Soylent Green, you know, it's like from person to person.
We played beer pong last weekend, and I filled up the cups with beer. I didn't even think twice.
I specifically said we're filling the cups with beer.
I don't even think I heard you. I think I was just doing it on like natural instinct.
Good. Yeah. We only got to play the one game because we only had four beers, which sucked because at the end, everybody drank all the beer. I had a big party, and usually people bring beer. Nobody brought any beer. It's like, what the fuck?
What did they bring?
A little bit of beer?
Anything? Brought nothing?
Some people brought nothing. Yes, some people brought nothing. It's like, what? Show up and bring something, wine, vodka, whatever. Bring
what
something.
Are you doing here?
Yeah. I mean, I know having a party, but it's a nice thing to bring a little something. Bring your favorite. Bring your own favorite. Bring one tall boy of Pat's Blue Ribbon as a gesture. That's all I ask.
Yeah. So, luckily, there's nothing going on in the news right now. I mean, it's not like Tucker Carlson just interviewed Vladimir Putin for 3.5 hours, or I think it was 2.5 hours.
Did you guys watch the whole thing?
I'm about 3/4 of the way through.
I haven't watched it all yet. Is it on it's like long. Website or
it's on his
Rumble?
Website? It's on Twitter. It's on Twitter too. And just to like lay everything out there, yesterday was just insane for like me realizing just how stupid America is. Because you had Vladimir Putin, and the guy, not a good person, you know, he's done some shitty stuff, probably has killed a lot of people, as most world leaders have.
From
the beginning
too.
Of this interview,
kind
the first half
he's
hour,
like a Native American.
The first half hour is Putin going through like 1,000 years of Russian, Euro, Ukrainian history, like to the detail, like listing dates. And it's like, well, he's a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, but who's fact checking him in real time? I mean, I'm watching, I'm like, he's talking about, you know, how the Austrians had tried to get Ukrainians to identify ethnically to mess with the Russians. And I'm like, I can't validate any of this.
But
stuff.
Even Nor if am I gonna up, even bother even if to try. It was all lies. It does take some mental acuity.
Yeah.
To weave together a coherent narrative like
that. That's true. It's not like Joe Biden, who just randomly claims that he was a firefighter that played football with Hank Aaron. You know, you're like, oh, all right.
Well, exactly. And then that report comes out yesterday with his own DOJ, which basically says this guy has no idea what's going on. He doesn't know when he was vice president. He asked if he was still vice president. And then Biden holds a press conference after that. And he's like, I remember everything. My memory's fine. I remember when my son died and the rosary was, whatever, you know.
I could tell you all 32 flavors at Baskin Robbins right now. You quiz me. Rum raisin, apple dumpling gang, vanilla ripple. Yeah, he's completely senile. And it's, I mean, I almost wonder. And I theorized about this on my Good Morning Fuckhead rant. I almost wonder if, you know, the DOJ is so politicized, clearly has been in the tank for Biden. I almost wonder if the DNC is talking to Merrick Garland and like, look, Biden's losing in the polls. We think he has a legit chance of losing to Trump. Let's, you know, if there's something in this report that's going to pressure Joe to step down because of his mental health decline, maybe you put that in the official report. I mean, it really helps them more than hurts them.
Well, but there's opposing factions, like in anything in life. There's definitely opposing factions of people who want to keep Biden in power, because if, like, say, Michelle Obama got in and Barack's running the show, they're not going to have a voice anymore.
Well, but that's the thing. Who do you think's running the show? It ain't Joe Biden. We know that.
Well, no, there's a bunch of
I think it's Obama. I think it's Obama behind the scenes anyway.
There's like Jake Sullivan, there's Blinken, Susan Rice.
There's Blink-182 too.
They're all like pulling some strings.
Green Day.
But, you know,
yeah, Green Day.
I think if it was Michelle Obama who was vice president, they'd be pulling, except for Barack, they'd have no, he would have the say.
Well, I mean, they're gonna run Kamala, right? And then
Odie's right. It's gonna be Michelle Obama. They have no
Kamala Harris. So listen to this. I just saw this before we got on here. Kamala Harris. It was some clip of her interview, I guess today or yesterday, trashing this report and saying this is obviously a politically motivated report. So what does she mean by that? Because it's a Democratic. Freaking DOJ that they've appointed. So she could only mean that it's internally like them going after Biden. And I think she's realizing, oh shit, they're going after me too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I still don't know how you pull that switcheroo off other than being like, everybody hates you, go home. Because it's too late to run like a real primary or anything like that, obviously.
You don't even need to.
You can make Michelle Obama VP, and then you've got, you know, you're doubling down, you got double blackjack, and you know, Kamala, but then
the delegates can just elect her though, right?
Yeah. They could convince Joe Biden to go out there on the, Democratic National Convention stage and say, you know, actually I don't know what's going on and I am losing my mind. So I got to step down. Then the delegates just put whoever they want up. I mean,
I think the easiest solution for the Democrats is just to put Joe Biden outside, take whatever manhole cover in front of the White House off, and just wait a couple minutes, and he's just going to walk straight into it like an old Three Stooges.
I mean, he is not far from death, right?
I think he has to be close. Yeah,
like he's being held together by duct tape and fucking voodoo at this point. There's no way he could die in his sleep. Yeah. Any minute now, so there's no way he can get through even primary like they did in 2020. It won't be that easy, but even a couple of debates or something, he couldn't get through any of it. There's no way he's gonna run in the fall.
Yeah, that's why if they somehow did keep him on the ballot, yeah, there's no way there would be any debates, which would be absurd. You would have the two candidates for major parties, Trump and Biden, who have not debated anybody running for president. Just totally ridiculous.
RFK's debating himself.
RFK, did you guys see Dave Smith with RFK?
I listened to like the first 40 minutes of it. They were like going back at each other.
It was the most awkward podcast I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Like, I have to stop. Well, I can't,
there's going to be more of that
in setting.
There's going to be more of that at the California Libertarian Convention, because RFK is going to be on stage with some of the presidential candidates, like Recktenwald's going up there, Hornberger's going up there, and Mike Termat. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting conversation between the three of them, or the four of them.
What's the other guy? Lars Mapstead, says name.
Lars Mapstead.
I didn't realize this. I just saw a clip from Josh Smith on Timcast, and he founded Adult Friend Finder. Lars Mapstead. So apparently he's like a millionaire.
I know he's wealthy. I didn't realize that was what he had founded. That's pretty interesting.
So he,
if true,
was allegedly. He was the gateway to this degenerate OnlyFans society that we.
That is true. that South. I started watching half of South Park's OnlyFans episode about influencers and OnlyFans and this cred drink. It was on Paramount Plus. I don't know. I never know when South Park have anything come out anymore until I randomly come across it on Paramount.
I've got to get that HBO.
I have it, but even that, I never know when. It's like specials that are exclusive, I think, to Paramount Plus.
I think the last season was only by one of the guys, because I remember only seeing, I forget which one it was, but at the end, it was like, oh, did they finally have a falling out of some sort after 25 years?
I think one of them just writes a lot more, and one of them's just lazy. Yeah.
I'm a billionaire. Stop asking me for ideas.
By the way, well, since we're talking about Kamala Harris, I just wanted to share, this is an oldie but a goodie, because it is amazing. Joe Biden's so incoherent and mentally incapable, but then you see how Kamala Harris also mentally incapable, and this was a fantastic sketch.
Hi, I'm Oliver Bartholomew, and I'm 16 and a half years old, and I'm the speechwriter for Kamala Harris. My mommy and daddy say, if you find a job you love, you'll never have to work a day in your life. Morning, Frank.
Yeah, hey, Oliver.
And my parents were right. Ever since I was little, I liked words. Writing words is fun, so I made writing words my job. Every politics person has a writer, like me, to make good words for them to say.
Space is exciting. Space, it affects us all. And it connects us all.
Got that idea when I was thinking about space and how big it is. Man, it's big. It's not all fun, though. Sometimes I have to write about bad stuff, like war.
Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So basically, that's wrong.
It's cool to see the words I've typed good actually get set on TV. It's fun. I like it. Once I thought it would be neat if Kamala wore a blue suit and told people she was wearing it. Because I like you.
I'm a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit.
It's cool because the suit's blue, and it's the color of the sky. Where did I get my ideas? Mama, all over. One time, I was on the school bus, and I thought it would be neat if Kamala talked about the school bus. And who doesn't love a yellow school bus, right?
Who doesn't love a yellow school bus? Right? Can you raise your hand if you love a yellow school bus, right?
I can't take all the credit, though. Me and Mr. Kamala are our team.
You know, like relay racing? You know, you race and someone passes the baton and then, right?
But she kind of is crazy or something. And she kind of scares me. And you can't fake that kind of influence.
Remember Venn diagrams, those three circles?
and then let's just see where they overlap.
I did inhale. What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid.
You're either born with it or you're either not.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day.
It's quitting time. I need to get home in time for Blue.
Anyway, you get it. She's
amazing.
One of the most unlikably stupid people. And to your point, I don't know how they could run her. But I also, I don't know, man. I don't know. Swapping her out seems like a very difficult test.
Like that, that could be a Donald Trump ad. Just that. Like,
it'd yeah.
be amazing.
That is incredible.
It's remarkable how we got to this point. I don't even understand it. But I don't know if you guys saw this clip of Killer Mike. It's like an art.
I don't even know what he got arrested for. Do we even know? I was trying to find out.
No, not that. He got arrested for apparently punching someone in the face, like not at the award show, but like beforehand or something. But this one is Killer Mike at an RFK event talking about like his ideas for how you can incentivize black men who have gotten a woman pregnant in order to like make money.
You get black men who've gotten a woman pregnant to make money?
That's 2 years. Young woman gets pregnant as a teenager. Young man and woman get pregnant. This is the 2-year plan. First 2 years are debt free. You don't have to pay the government anything back. So she doesn't get to drag him in the court and say, and the court doesn't say, you owe us money for investing in your child through food programs, through early Head Start programs. Because in those 2 years, the boy has the option, or not an option, he has the demand of the co-man to then go to a trade school. You have to go to a trade school, which incentivizes the United States to do it because we need more trades people. We don't have enough carpenters. We don't have enough electricians. We don't have enough people building roads. In my community, the girls are going to college and graduating. They have no men to marry because the boys are not going to college in the same way. My teachers were married to a trade. My teacher, who we call doctor, her husband owned a locksmith company. Her husband was a carpenter, was a mechanic. So they had a good life. Their kids went to school right in the same schools we went to. I think that the incentive to solving the child support problem and a part of solving our infrastructure problem is to incentivize young boys who have gotten a girl pregnant. You must now go through 2 years of trade school.
Oh, wait a minute. So, okay, I like.
Yeah. So we don't have to watch.
Why does he like anything about that? So you're rewarded with free education for getting a girl pregnant and you also don't owe child support? Is that basically Killer Mike's solution to this?
I'm not sure if it's free or what it is.
Well, it says you don't have to pay you're debt free. So how are you debt free the first fucking 2 years unless the government is paying all the fucking bills? Oh, so you're as a trade off for being debt free, you have to go to a trade school that the government is also going to fucking pay for.
Well, just to play devil's advocate, Rico, on this, isn't the government already doing that, paying for single moms to have kids and keep the dad out of the house?
You don't double down on it.
No, I'm not saying to. I don't think this is a good idea. I don't think paying single moms to keep the father out of the house is a good idea either. But at least there's a discussion being had here that the incentives are upside down as they are. These incentives aren't much better. Probably aren't, maybe even worse.
Yeah. It is a bigger drain. It is an incentive now to get a girl pregnant. There's an incentive because you don't have to pay for shit for the first 2 years and you get free school. Like you could just go to trade school without getting a girl pregnant. You could do that. So maybe the answer is, hey, if you're in a neighborhood where not a lot of graduates go to college, why don't you start pushing a trade school in high school? Even offer vocational programs in high school. Hey, you're not interested in this school route? Okay. Well, how about you do some carpentry work? You can still be involved in extracurriculars of any sort you want at the high school, but you're going to do outside trade school. You don't have to get a girl pregnant to do that. And that teaches even less fucking responsibility. Amazing.
I dream of a country where every plumber is a plumber because they got a girl pregnant.
I like it. Rico just killed Killer Mike. Tough week for Killian.
Like, how about stop getting fucking girls pregnant when you're wear a condom? How about that?
Like that too.
Yeah, it's an idea.
Why do we need all these convoluted plans to exercise common sense and basic human dignity? How about
maybe?
Yeah,
we need more. Maybe half the classes for our teenage men should just be about putting condoms on. Like, get rid of math, literally. Get rid of science, get rid of geography, condoms, how to put them on half the day. Then we'll be, that, of course, that might be also be grooming.
And you know what? I don't really want to hire a carpenter who only got through the program because he knocked up a girl. I'm sure he's not the most diligent fucking carpenter around. Oh, which carpenter? Well, I'm here. I'll show up 4 hours late because I don't give a shit about being a carpenter. I only became a carpenter so I didn't have to pay child support. What a great human being you are. Fuck that whole idea.
Is that the title of our episode? Don't hire a carpenter who chose his profession by getting a chick pregnant. Is it test by two?
That's old. I think it's just short enough that that'll work.
I got a girl pregnant. RFK, I got a girl pregnant, and now I'm a carpenter.
There's no way RFK didn't think the exact same thing I thought. As soon as that guy started talking about be debt free.
The only thing that he said he agreed with was we need more people in trades. He's like, oh yeah, it's a good point there. We need more people in trades.
I thought RFK was going to ask
there
Killer
are
Mike,
other ways.
Do you need a hype man? Because that would have been awesome.
I think if we want illegal, if the Democrats want illegal immigration in this country, there should start being trades. Like, we'll take in one illegal immigrant who wants to be a carpenter and ship out one deadbeat dad who doesn't fucking pay child support. You're going to Venezuela, pal. See you later.
Send him to somewhere we need to shore up our birth rates too.
Ship
send
out
somewhere they have socialism.
Oh, those Venezuelans will
ship out one blue-haired teacher. I mean, take some of those out too.
Yeah. How about pink-haired teachers, not just the old ones, right? All right. Well, what else? Anything else to talk about? I have a couple more memes that we could get into our Super Bowl stuff. Well, actually, I have one more meme.
I got one more meme to share. Actually, two more quick ones.
Go for it. Then we'll talk about Super Bowl prop.
Just a headline of something that's actually a real thing, not a meme. Canada halts controversial assisted suicide program for mentally ill due to lack of doctors willing to participate. I mean, there's not much to say there. It's in Canada, it's the easiest thing with their whole medical system. You know, if you got a broken ankle, you got a bump shoulder, you got to wait like 6 months to a year to see a doctor. But if you want to kill yourself and you're mentally ill tomorrow.
Right away.
But right thank away. God now, maybe not tomorrow because the doctors, don't want to kill people. So that's good.
I think you have to give incentives to the doctors, like let them have fun with it, like put them in a maze or let them hunt them. Give them, make it fun. Not just like an injection. But that's just
apparently a UFC fight a few weeks ago where Justin Trudeau's kid was at it and the whole crowd was chanting fuck Trudeau.
Oh, that's awesome.
It
fills my heart with joy if true. All right. This meme, I don't know if you saw this crazy ass woman who was posting. She's like, I'm a doctor and I get my 6th jab. It's very beneficial, but she looks like Fire Marshal Bill in a wind tunnel. Like, it's grotesque. And hilarious meme here. It's got first jab and it shows the very famous woman in glasses making the stupid like woo face at I think a women's rally, and then this crazy bitch on the right, and it legitimately looks like the same person had they aged 10 years and gotten 6 COVID shots. I mean, it's uncannily amazing.
I thought for a minute it was the same person.
Legitimately, I could see it. It's like she's making different faces, but you could see the glasses. So the hair color, the neck, I could see it completely. The gums are a bit off. She's got Terrell Suggs gums.
Well, she's making a different face. You don't know. Like, it could be the same type weird smile where you show all your gums. I don't know.
That's true. It's true.
Hard to tell.
Yeah. But it's amazing. People are still out there getting COVID jabs.
All right, another headline here from The Root, which I think this is a real headline.
It is. The Root is a publication for fucking morons. It is 100% a real headline.
So straight black men are the white people of black people.
Yeah.
So Joe Biden would say, you ain't black if you're straight and you're a male.
I mean,
well, who are the black people of black people?
The black people, black people are the women and the gays.
The gays, the gay black men are the only real black men. We know that. Like, you know, the two who are on In Living Color, who were the two flaming snappers?
Oh, what were their names? Or yeah, the character? It was names? Like David Alan Greer and someone. I don't remember the name.
It was David Alan Greer and Damon Wayans. But I'm trying to think what their names are of it. But yeah, two snaps and a twist. Those are the only real black men that exist in today's age. They were ahead of their time.
Did you see that? There was something, and someone posted on Twitter where white people for Black History Month should donate their monthly salary to a black woman to further.
How many hair extensions do they need? I can't. There'll be wigs flying all over the place, especially with LA's windy weather.
Oh, and do you know who that Sunny, I forget her last name is on the
Sunny Hostin.
Did you see that story about her?
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. Well, that her parents were slave or her great ancestors were slave owners.
She has advocated for reparations mm-hmm. and her ancestors were slave owners. And she was told that on like an interview. She's like, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's like the only president whose family didn't own slaves, Donald Trump. They researched really? It. Barack Obama's family owned slaves. Donald Trump's the only one that didn't. You go, that's hilarious. This guy wants the Discord link all the time. I'll post it. I'll post it right in the chat for you right now. Lions of Liberty. We
Why
do have
don't
a
you
Discord.
Does anybody use the Discord? I don't even know.
Yes, they do.
Well, why would you watch it on? If you're currently watching, why would you change the channel to watch it on something else? Like, if you're watching a football game that's simulcast on Fox and NBC, you're watching it on Fox, you're like, I need to know what channel NBC is.
Yeah, no, it's not. This isn't broadcast on Discord. It's like a...
there is a channel. I don't know how much people use it. Somebody was bitching to bring it back, and I'm like, I'll bring it back. I'm on Discord. I'll be active. People are on there being active. But, yeah, whatever. Anyway, back to the main point here. Yeah, it's... unbelievable. Sunny Hostin. And then there's something else I saw recently about, this has nothing to do with Black America, but has everything to do with virtue signaling twats.
Did Mark get hacked? What's happening here?
Mark must've been hacked if he's posting WoW with heart eye emojis.
What was he hacked? So, it's possible.
I hope so. Hilarious. There was somebody like some meme I saw of obviously some woke, white, annoying chick that said, you are not allowed to celebrate Lunar New Year unless you are from a country that celebrates Lunar New Year or have been invited by somebody from that country. And then right below her stupid tweet, some Asian guy posts, I formally invite everyone to celebrate Lunar New Year. It has like 22,000 likes compared to her like 500. It's like, really? You can't celebrate a new year? That's cultural appropriation to celebrate a new year and have fun with it? It's just like, god damn, these people are trying to divide us instead of trying to bring us together. Hilarious. There he is. He made it in. Welcome to the Discord, pal.
All right. So what else are we talking about? Super Bowl?
Super Bowl prop bets real quick.
Did you guys see? I didn't do any prop bets, but I'll say who I think is going to win the game, and I'll tell you why right now. So there was a clip going around of Chad Ochocinco. I forget which show he was on, but he said he was so confident that the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl that if they lose, first he said he'll stop eating McDonald's the rest of his life, which I guess is a big deal. I guess he eats a lot of McDonald's. I think he estimated it's like a $5 million hit to McDonald's. But then he said he would also divorce his wife and not have sex for a year if the Chiefs lose. So,
well, marriage must be in good shape.
And he goes, my wife, she's right over there. She didn't care. She's right over there. But
like,
so I think she's like,
I don't care.
49ers, like, 49ers are definitely going to win.
Oh God. I hope not. I hate them so much. I hope Debo Samuel fucking blows his knee out. I hope somebody knocks him and concusses him and he never plays again. I fucking hate that bitch.
You hate the 49ers more I mean, you like Taylor Swift, you like Pat Mahomes, you like Travis Kelce.
The 49ers are the biggest group of bitches for the shittiest city in America. They're like, when the Eagles kicked the living shit out of them, they whined an entire fucking year. And Debo Samuel still's like talking trash on the Eagles now. It's just pathetic. I hope his career ends. But I would rather that city, like, I hate the entire, everything San Francisco stands for as far as idiotic social policies, you know, moronic socialist involvement of their, you know, city council, the way they treat the homeless population, the way their cities and citizens think politically. I hate everything about it. I don't want them to feel joy. So I'm rooting very much against the 49ers. My brother-in-law excluded. He's one of the good ones up there.
I also hate the 49ers. I hate Brock Purdy. I hate the fact that he's being successful when he throws about four or five passes a game that are go like right through the defender's hands and they just don't expect it. So they drop it. Like, they should have lost to the Lions.
100%.
They should have lost to the Packers. The Packers 100%. Dropped at least three, probably a couple pick sixes. And then he will make some good throws. He's just face. I don't like him. And I don't think they're going to, I don't understand how they're favored.
I don't either.
In a battle of relatively even teams, I think the Chiefs defense is just as good as the Niners. You take who's the better coach and who's the better quarterback. Mahomes compared to Purdy. I mean, come on. This seems like a layup to me. Yo,
Christian McCaffrey.
Maybe McCaffrey's right, good. Yeah, but
he's good. But I'll take Mahomes and Kelce over
Debo, Purdy, and McCaffrey.
Yeah. Mr. Pfizer.
Yeah. And yeah, well, I do hate that.
And plus, this will go into the Travis Kelce will win. He'll propose to Taylor Swift, and then they'll both endorse Joe Biden.
Of course.
Exactly. And that's the finish you want?
They'll have to endorse the Democratic ticket. They'll say, vote Democrat, no matter who it is, to be determined.
All they have to do, because Taylor Swift's already done it, is tweet out, go vote, make sure you vote. And she knows her young, politically naive and very much hating of Republicans because of the Roe versus Wade Supreme Court decision, they will vote Democrat regardless. So she doesn't have to tell you to vote, who to vote for. All she has to do is tweet out, go vote. And if they actually do it, then they're all going to vote Democrat anyway.
Everyone keeps saying save democracy. Democracy is terrible. At least in this country, there's so many morons. Like the ratio of people who are not retarded versus retarded, it's like an avalanche going down on us.
That's like I was talking about when you were here for the party, Rico. That parking lot that was by my rental house, just every time I'd go into it, I was like, everyone in this parking lot is a fucking mongoloid. These people do not deserve to have cars. They shouldn't even have jobs. They shouldn't have children. They should live underground like mole people because they're fucking idiots who can't navigate a parking lot, let alone life. And I guarantee everyone in this parking lot is on some sort of welfare that my taxes are going towards.
And they get this equal say.
Horrible. All right, so let's get into these bets. First off, I don't give a shit about the MVP. Let's talk national anthem. Wow, they're changing the odds on me. What? It must be a super busy time for the national anthem betting. So Reba McEntire, who apparently is alive, and
she's on The Voice, man. Reba McEntire?
I don't watch that stupid shit.
I don't either, but I see nonstop commercials for it.
Ugh, never. That's why I pay for. That's why we have Hulu with no ads.
My daughter loves The Voice, so I watch it.
Ugh, God, Odie. Terrible. Call CPS. So anyway, all right. It's got over 1 minute, 31 seconds. That was at minus 135 or under a minute, 31 seconds at minus 105. Which way are you going?
I've never heard her sing. Cause she's like a country
singer.
So they usually kind of 130 plus seems long though.
It does. Right.
I would say under just because she's older and she's not like the style of singer who's going to like, go long on notes. So I'll take the under.
Yeah.
Like the analysis.
Yeah. Good job, Odie. I'm with you there. All right. What color will the liquid, that is poured on the winning coach of Super Bowl 58 be? By the way, wasn't last year, didn't they pour like water on him and everybody was super pissed off? I remember, I think my money got refunded.
Maybe.
Bunch of jerk offs. All right. Blue is the odds on favorite at plus 275. Red plus 400. Oh, no. Orange is the second at plus 300. Lime green and yellow also plus 400. Purple drank plus 500. They have clear water this time because, again, they didn't last time at plus 375. And no liquid to be poured on the winning coach at plus 1,000. If the Chiefs win, Andy Reid might be like, don't trust me with that fucking water. I don't want anymore.
Been through this.
The walrus live in water. Walrus don't need no water poured on them. So I might go with that. I might go with no liquid as my bet. Avoid it.
I mean, they all do. They might not want it, and they might. What if they try to pour it, but they run away like Jim Harbaugh? What is that? I mean,
does it count?
Like they tried.
I think it should. I think it still counts as long as they pour it out. But I think that if Andy Reid wins, I don't think he gets douched with the water or the Kool-Aid.
I think he definitely gets hit with the. I'm going to go with orange. I think orange is the
one
winner.
Shittier of all flavors. I'll go red.
All right. I'm going no liquid. No liquid for me. All right. Who will the Super Bowl MVP mention first in their speech? I always like this one. You got teammates at minus 145, God or Jesus plus 135, the city plus 1,000, the coach plus 1,800, the owner, who's going to mention the owner, plus 3,500, family or friends, 1,400, and it does not mention any of the above at plus 1,800, which seems impossible.
Patrick Mahomes will thank his teammates first.
I think it's going to be Christian McCaffrey, and he's going to thank his teammates first.
No way. I think it's going to be
Beyonce.
Ugh. Oh, wait, Chris McCaffrey. Oh, no, I have to look her up now. Oh, Christian, I'm sure she's got to be super hot. Caffrey, fiance. Let's look her up and see. Ooh. You know what? She's got a little bit. She looks good there. Here's this little cheekbony. She looks kind of like a bizarre giant headed alien. Look at this photo. Look at this. Look at that. That's a little off putting.
That's a weird.
That's not the best picture.
Every other picture you've seen is her looking slightly sideways. Her head is wider than his. Her cheekbones are massive coming out to the sides. She looks like a gray alien that has been beamed down to probe Uranus. That's what she looks like.
Maybe that's why he's so good at football.
Ooh, maybe. She's like, Christian, I will keep you healthy. Allow me to phone home through your asshole. All right, next. America the Beautiful is being sung by Post Malone. Did you know that?
Is that like a halftime? No, that's not halftime. When is that sung?
That's before the national anthem.
Yeah. Where is it?
Post Malone. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, fuck. I don't know where. Hold on, let me find Post Malone. What? It disappeared. This site keeps changing shit. They had Post Malone over under time-wise, and now it's disappeared. That's obnoxious and annoying. Oh, well. What other bets do you want me to look up and see?
Who's doing the halftime? Are there any
halftime? Let me see.
Is it like Usher, right?
Yeah, I think it is Usher.
So first song. What's the what are the options there? Is that
a song in like 20 years?
No, mine doesn't have it on this yet. It might be too. Yeah, I don't have it. That's too bad. Let me see if another site has it. What song will Usher sing at halftime? I couldn't name an Usher song off the top of my head.
Yeah. Isn't that one?
Yeah, that's it, Rico.
Good one. Yep. Good job, Rico. What about this one? Ooh. That one. Usher
25 best Usher songs. We got
no way 25 good Usher songs.
You don't have to call. Confessions Part 2 is better than Confessions Part 1, apparently.
No freaking clue.
You wanna you make me wanna?
Okay. Oh, here you go. All right, here's the odds. My way at minus 120. Hey, Rico is right. Yeah, plus 175. DJ's Got Us Falling in Love. No idea. Plus 700. Good, good. Plus 700. OMG plus 1100. Burn plus 2500. My Boo plus
2500. I love the thought he puts into the names of his song.
Yeah. Love in This Club, 3000. Yep. Superstar and Boyfriend. I've never heard of any of these. Maybe if you've heard them,
but yeah, I don't know any of them. Yeah. I'd go with My Way. Heard Why not? My Way. Sounds like something somebody would sing first at a Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
We used to do like counter programming for the Super Bowl halftime show because it usually sucks. But I don't think the WWF used to do that back in
Puppy Bowl. Isn't there something stupid like that?
The Puppy Bowl is still going strong. I used to love the Bud Bowl.
Well, that was just the like randomly.
Where they had like the animator. Oh, will there be a flea flicker attempt in the game? Yes, at plus 245.
Oh, for sure.
Will there be a penalty for roughing the passer? Yes, at plus 115.
Yeah.
With Patrick Mahomes being such a
first fucking like drive.
Easy one. Yeah. That seems like a bet I have to make. All right. That's probably good. I don't know what else you want to.
Yeah. The prop bets are like the fun ones are trying to do like, you know, how many touchdowns or how many yards, but you don't need to go through all those.
I like this one. Out of this world Super Bowl specials, Tony Romo or Jim Nance to mention Alien or Aliens at plus 300. Or they can refer, because it's like the referring to Allegiant Stadium as a spaceship or spacecraft plus 1,000. Not bad. Tony Romo or Jim Nance say refer to Area 51 plus 1,200. Not bad. Not bad.
I don't get the alien theme in Las Vegas.
Apparently people think the stadium looks like a alien spaceship.
Tony Romo goes. He like makes these weird noises during his broadcast. It's hilarious. I don't know, Jim.
Oh, hold on. Sorry. Our Japanese named friend or Chinese named friend says that Christian McCaffrey's fiance looks like Kim Kardashian if she had a personality. It's not bad. All right. Well, I got nothing else. Let's go Chiefs. As much as I hate it, I legitimately probably won't watch the game much. I'm going to watch for score changes, but I really don't have much interest in actually watching the fucking game because I hate both teams so much.
Yeah. I was trying to look to see who won our pick'em.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll do a final DG. Yeah, for the bonus crowd announcing who actually won the competitions. Hopefully, it was me.
All right, I think it was you for one of them. I forget which one. But
I forgot to put in at least 20% of the pick. So
yeah, the end of the season, I totally forgot like 2 weeks in a row.
Good. Oh well, I think I did too. I think everybody did. All right, anything else?
Nope.
All right, memes out.
See ya.
And balls up.